Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Thanks for listening to Sports Sunday On Demand, a Service Patriots podcast on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Service Patriots is your home comfort solution for all of your heating and air conditioning needs. Check out the latest special offers for our listeners at servicepatriots.com/the fan.
Fire up the grill. Fill up your cup. And get the recliner ready. It's time for Hour 2 of Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe.
Here's Hines on the run back, breaking a tackle, and taking it past midfield, and down the sideline he goes. This is storybook, an opening kickoff return for Damar Hamlin, and this place is absolutely going wild.
Brought to you by Grillworks Supply Company. Explore the flavors of Oregon at Grillworks Supply Company in Beaverton or at grillworkspdx.com.
And then here comes Hines again. Oh my goodness! Can he do it twice? Is this for real? Can you believe it? Even a little Dion strut to the end zone. 101 yards.
Football Sunday on 1080.
Do you believe it? No. It's pretty close, Jim. It's pretty close.
What this is not on here?
The Fan.
We ain't going nowhere. We ain't.
Hour number two. We're definitely not going anywhere. This open will be going somewhere at the end of this year. Sorry, Puffy.
We might need to choose a new.
Boy, didn't see that one coming.
Did he do it?
Well,
did he did it?
I mean, the Damar Hamlin mention too. Love him. So glad he's alive. But unpopular take. Wasn't that great of a football player?
Should have died.
No, not what I'm saying.
Sounds
what
like
the
that's
hell?
What you're saying.
That is absolutely the opposite.
I get it. Dak should win comeback player of the year and what, MVP.
What are the stats for Damar Hamlin?
Like 10 snaps.
Thank you. Thank you. That is all I... That is, the comeback player of the year has nothing to do with...
He did die and came back and played football.
That's awesome.
That's pretty impressive.
That's awesome, but he did not.
There's definitely going to be a movie about him.
I'm surprised it's not on Disney Plus already.
No, seriously.
Actually, yeah. He could play himself.
Honestly, I am curious, though. What is his snap count this year? I don't want to discredit it at all of, you know,
yeah, they might have gotten some
your
more
heart
late,
stopping but... on the field and coming back and playing football and practicing a year later. But, yeah, as far as snap counts go, definitely need to see what DeMar Hamlin's working with here this year. Let's see. listen, it's not that far from 10.
Nine?
higher.
Okay, let's go 13.
22.
Okay, defensive snaps, 17.
Oh, jeez. For the season.
So for the season.
He's got to win a game.
But 94 special team snaps. So, okay. Hey, they're called special for a reason, all right?
That's what?
That's a solid 111 like seven snaps on the year.
Yeah, so that's like what? It's like... seven snaps a game.
This is
six snaps a game.
It's kind of a
math
good.
It's great, but
it's kind of a good trend.
I don't do math.
So special teams. He has seven, and then
He has 17 defensive snaps and 94 special team snaps. Okay. Well, I guess they're not really like punting in snaps. Kickoff is not a snap.
This is a perfect transition into what we're talking about. But Rop was asking earlier on Primetime this week about like the Alabama game versus Michigan and why there were so many special teams miscues. You know, it's like these guys have their own unit. They have their own coach. That is true. However, the special teams are normally the second and third stringers on the roster. They would not be starting at defensive back. These are guys that can't catch as wide receivers, so then they play quarterback.
Texas had a dude return a kick that had like one arm wrapped up with a club. I'm like, what is going on?
And he's better than their two-armed like guy on the roster playing fourth string running back.
Oh, come on, Liverpool. Oh, my gosh. I got Liverpool Arsenal on the TV right here, and they've given themselves so many opportunities. And I hear people changing the channel from us as I speak.
I was going to say Liverpool. I thought you were reacting to, like, the Titans-Jags or something.
Oh, no. It's FA Cup, baby. Liverpool Arsenal. These guys are leading the Premier League right now. This isn't a Premier League match. Okay, I'm stopping.
Please.
Right.
Please stop.
How about a college football championship game?
There is one of those, huh?
Ratings are, there we go. They're going back up now. We're getting you back on.
So here's the cold part, bro. I won't be watching the game tomorrow.
What?
Monday night Raw's in town.
Oh, criminally.
Yeah. So, you know, I got to go see CM Punk.
Okay. You think The Rock comes through? Absolutely not. Bro, he ain't coming to Portland.
I get so pissed off. So I remember, number one, I had The Rock has come to Portland. He came a while ago, and
like
this was
15,
some years ago.
20 years ago?
Maybe 10, you know, something like that.
Okay.
This is right as he was getting ready to do the second match with John Cena, or the first or second match, one of the two matches with John Cena.
Well, you want to talk about people changing the channel.
No, oh man, well, yeah, can't see him there,
John Cena via The Rock.
I thought soccer was bad, here we go.
But we're at this Raw, and like this is when they used to have these guest hosts, and Chris Angel was the host of Monday
Mind
Night Raw
Freak?
Here in Portland, yes, was the host of Monday
Chris
Night Raw.
Chris Angel did it better.
And so we're sitting there, and like we're at Raw. And it's like, okay, Chris Angel's doing all these corny, you know, magic tricks in the background.
Corny magic's wonderful.
It was, but not the one he was doing on WWE.
It was
that
sexy
day.
Magic.
It wasn't. Not the. I wish he'd have done some sexy magic. He didn't on WWF that day. And so,
is this your card?
pulled out of your mouth,
dude.
So they show this like montage of Stone Cold Steve Austin, and everybody's like, oh, wow, cool. Psh, Stone Cold Steve Austin, guest host next week. And the whole crowd just in the Rose Garden just goes, oh, boo. There's a chorus of boos and everything.
And here's your host, Portland, Chris Angel.
So last week, The Rock was on TV, and it, you know, blew everybody away. And of course, I'm watching like, damn it, why couldn't he be there next week?
Yeah.
I was hoping The Rock would make a he used to live here, you know, for a little bit. His dad used to do some Portland wrestling. He actually mentioned it when he was here. He's like, man, I used to go to the Portland Armory, me and my dad, when he lived here. And it's like, man, that's awesome. So,
well, I will say we did kill some time away from the national championship game because that means we took away
time.
We took away time from the possibility of Washington winning a national championship, which, you know, listen, don't want to joke about like mental health. But, boy, I don't know what I'm going to do after tomorrow. There's a lot of bridges in Portland. If Washington wins, you know,
I'm laying some money down.
Dude, we had that guy on the Markham Bridge yesterday. Did you see that?
Yeah, like at Saturday, like evening traffic.
Dude,
like,
locked the whole city down.
What are you
doing? Come on, guy.
I get it. You just want attention. But
they asked him. They're like, buddy, what's the problem? He's like, I'm an Oregon Duck fan. Washington can win this. Yeah, listen, it became a real reality after that Texas game. In my mind, because I had Texas winning. I thought that
Texas blowing them out.
I thought that they hadn't faced a defensive front that good this season yet. But once that game went final and how basically the game went, like Washington led the entire time. Penix was Penix and threw wherever he wanted to. They caught everything as they've been doing. Roma Dunze, McMillan.
You mean Roma Dunzo?
Oh, Goodell will be saying that on draft day for sure when he calls him up. Roma Dunzo.
So, I don't know, man. We knew that Washington was going to play hard, but that game was never in doubt for me. Like, Washington, look, I mean, it was, you look at the score.
They almost cooged it at the end there.
You look at the score, and it was close if you look at the score, but if you watch the game, it was like, this game wasn't as close as the score says it was.
I mean, Texas was, the only reason they had that chance at the end of the game is because Washington's running back, like, damn near broke his foot or whatever happened, where they had to stop the clock in Washington's final possession. And then that literally helped Texas to be able to get the ball back with enough time to go down the field and then set themselves up for those terrible four tries at a touchdown. Quinn Ewers, you don't need to throw the fade on that final pass. You know, you can just give him a bullet right to the receiver there that was wide open in the end zone. But I digress. I mean, that game, though, as we mentioned, is how it transpired for Washington. That's when it really set in on me, like, the luckiest team in college football history. They get lucky again at the end. But if you got Penix playing like that, you have a shot against Michigan. Now, the thing is, with Michigan, best defense in the country, best scout in the country, Connor Stallions. He's not there anymore, right? He was spotted at the Rose Bowl
game. He was there. in Michigan gear, mind you.
Oh, my God. But the thing with Michigan, and I believe I heard Joel Klatt bring this up on Colin earlier this week, and it's a great point, is that they have built that team over the last few years to beat the high passing game of Ohio State, the C.J. Strouds, the Justin Fields, like that high-powered offense, like the rest of the Big Ten as far as quarterback play, like, meh. Mm-hmm. But you get to Ohio State, you know, every year up until this season with Kyle McCord, they've had an elite offense that has been able to throw the ball. Elite receivers, wide receiver U. I mean, I think they've probably taken over that title over the last 10, 15 years, I'd say. LSU maybe has, you know, a chance to, you know, put their hat in that ring. But Ohio State cranks out receivers.
They do.
Quarterbacks the last few years. I mean, the best rookie quarterback came from Ohio State. Michigan has beat Ohio State the last 3 years and have locked them down. So that's the one part of the Michigan team that is giving me some confidence that we will not see purple and gold confetti raining from the skies in Houston, is that Ohio State Michigan has built their defense to be able to have lockdown secondary that can then lead to coverage sacks, which we saw against Alabama. And Jalen Milroe has much better escapability than Michael Penix does. So it's another game of the trenches, right? The Joe Moore winning offensive line of Washington State or of Washington going against Michigan. Like, this is the two best teams in the country, rightfully so, going up against each other. I can't wait. I hope it's a great game, but go Blue.
Hey, man, listen. I know you say Washington is the luckiest team in the country, and they've been lucky 13 times this season. They've been lucky against number 8, number 20, number 18, number 11, number 5, number 3. They've done nothing. You put them out there, they knock them all down. Their last four games, number 11, Oregon State, Washington State, Oregon, Texas. They've seen every quarterback, every type of quarterback you can want to see in the playing in the Pac-12. Now they've seen one of the best defenses in the country, and they made them look pretty JV for a lot of the game.
Well, you know, pump the brakes.
Maybe not JV, but again, I don't think this game was as close as the score said it was.
I'm just saying the Texas defense, the overall defense, like their secondary ranked something like 60th in the country. Yeah. Texas's did. I had faith in that defensive front, those players in the box. And that's what I thought was going to be the difference for Texas, and it wasn't, because Penix, he's a great quarterback, and he was able to feel the pocket presence and move around. Again, compare that to Caleb Williams. I mean, Penix, now, coincidentally, now that the nation finally watched a game of his, they're like, man, he might be a top five pick in the NFL. Like,
oh, yeah. I saw last he was probably going 10th or something like that. And I was like, man, that's great, because we've been able to see him play for the last couple of years, so we know what Michael Penix Jr. can be, you know, the same way we saw Justin Herbert, or the same way we saw Marcus Mariota. Like, there's certain guys we see like, yeah, you're going to be real on the next level. And I think Michael Penix Jr. is one of those guys. I'm just seeing it's a team that for every week that they've played, yep, this is the week they're going to lose to Oregon the first time. Yep, this is the week. I think Utah can get them. Oh man, I think they're playing Oregon. It's hard to beat a team twice, and here they are yet again. I'm laying some money on Michigan. I don't know if they'll win or anything, but damn it, if they do, guess who comes up? Your boy.
That's true. And Jim Harbaugh comes up, because then he can have a national championship and then leave and go to the NFL.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what's going to happen if Michigan wins. He's leaving.
It's you think he's going back to the NFL?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there reports came out today that he is very interested in the NFL and either the Chargers job or maybe the Raiders was the other one. I don't know.
I don't, because we see the Jim Harbaugh experiment in the professional ranks doesn't work as long. He's got the type of personality that only lasts about 3 or 4 years, and then you got to get ready to move on.
Yeah.
Like, he's the Tom Thibodeau of the NFL.
Boy.
Yikes.
Seriously. Tom Thibodeau, you play hard, you usually win, but that doesn't last for very long. You get tired of playing for that guy after a little bit.
Yeah, well, from all the players, they say Jim Harbaugh is like one of the guys. Like, he is like a child at heart, and that's why they love him. But
would you rather play for him or his brother?
I mean, it's win-win, it sounds like.
You get to choose one. Gun to your head. Boom. Who do you play for?
John
Which Harbaugh do you want?
John.
I'm going John all day.
He's better.
I'm probably going John as
better
well.
Better dude.
Yeah, I'm going John.
More fun.
But, yeah, I could totally see that. I mean, you win a national championship at Michigan.
That doors open up everywhere.
Like, mission accomplished,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Like, what else do I need to do here?
And
so,
you've seen everything Michigan, I know we're against it, but everything Michigan's been against this year, you know, for the suspension of your coach, and then an interim coach for a little bit, and you're still just running through people as, you know, in that process, and then come back and on your way to the national championship. Like, this is what Michigan has been waiting for since, what, Desmond Howard? Since, you know, since that time when they were really dominant. When was the last time Michigan was, like, absolutely 2000?
Late 90s, early
2000s. Yeah, you know,
so
it's been a long time.
Yeah, so. Next on Football Sunday, we got to talk to our naysayers. We do that here, Football Sunday, 1080 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Your Sunday home for college football recaps and the NFL. This is Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
All right, Rashad, I don't know if you saw this from the Rose Bowl Michigan-Alabama pregame show.
Okay.
But they were talking about Jalen Milroe, the quarterback for Alabama.
Okay.
And how he's got a, what is it? Is it alliteration where it's like a letter stands for something? I'm totally forgetting the word on that.
That's an acronym, I believe.
Thank you for God's
sakes. It's all, dude, I get it. I've been there and you're like, which word am I looking for in the depths of my brain?
Thank you. I got the A part of that.
No.
So they were talking about Jalen Milroe and how he has a certain acronym that he likes to rock on his shirts and on his equipment. And Jordan, we got that audio ready to go. This is from the pregame show. Reese Davis talking about Jalen Milroe and his acronym on his branded gear.
Jalen Milroe often wears his own branded apparel reading LANK across the front. It's an acronym that stands for Let a Naysayer Know. Being told by his former offensive coordinator,
that
Bill O'Brien.
That is not what I thought.
Is that not what you thought?
Boy, let a naysayer know.
Let a naysayer know.
Of course.
The professional's right in the middle of his lead. That's all right. I just keep going.
I thought you almost lost me. Real tight up here, as you were.
I thought it was going down. Okay. I thought it was going down out here.
Whoa. Yo, my heart jumped. I was like, no.
Oh, sorry about it. Let a naysayer know.
Let a naysayer know.
Let a naysayer know. That's what we thought the whole time. That's what we all thought.
Let a naysayer know. So you had probably the same initial reaction that Pat McAfee said that when he let that out, you were bracing yourself for Reese Davis.
I guarantee every brother in the room was like, let a what? Keep going?
Well, Joey Galloway and Desmond Howard, you heard them dying laughing, saying, I thought it was about to go down.
I was not expecting that. Shout, That's awesome.
So you had not seen or heard that.
No,
You need to go on Twitter and just type in naysayer because they've been having a field day on Twitter with this.
Oh man, I'm curious of who cleared that to say like, yeah, this is
that's clearly that's what it stands
what you,
for.
That's what that, you need to.
That's what it stands for.
Oh man,
that's you're not saying that's what it. That's not what it stands for. The N in that.
I don't think so.
First of all, I'm surprised like we got to this point. Like how long has he been wearing this? LANK.
And none of us knew. And you said he wears it
Oh, no.
Stuff.
Oh, and no, like pregame warm-up. He is out there wearing a shirt that says Lank, and like the A is an Alabama A. So it's like Nike Alabama gear that I guess, like, I don't know, NIL, like he was able to make that work somehow to get his own apparel. But
Jalen Milroe, I love it. Where can I buy one? Where can I buy one? You know what I mean? And for those who know, we know what he's saying. Just being real. If you don't know, then that's cool. But let a naysayer know. I love it. I love it. I want one. Take my money.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. You definitely have to peruse the social medias today.
So whenever I peruse,
what a word,
X,
huh?
Or Twitter, it's just porn.
Oh, bud,
It's like, I don't even follow you.
X allows all of it.
It's Wild Wild West.
And
now.
I'm like, yo, I don't even follow you. Why?
Well, it's not just now. Before Elon took over and Jack Dorsey was still running it, they allowed nudity all over.
Yeah, too. You could type in any word in the search bar. Doesn't matter what the word is. I'm just looking in the room. Clorox, paper, headphones. And somehow, some way, you would get porn.
Like vagina would come up.
Yeah, you're like, what the?
Yeah. Just,
I mean, yesterday I'm on Twitter and I'm seeing a naked dude swimming in a Bass Pro Shop pond.
Yeah, in Alabama, dude got arrested for that.
How could that happen?
With no weed.
Yeah, how did he get arrested? in Alabama.
Dude, he climbed. Very true. He climbed out of the pool and like literally fell out of the glass and fell on the rocks, and then they arrested him. They were pulling him all on the ground with the wet ground.
Michael
like
Scott falling into the koi pond, huh?
And let's just say his pubes were longer than his unit.
Yeah.
Let's just say that.
It was
just shave it. Just
it was an anatomical wonder. Let's just say that. Like, where is it? Like, it was almost like a cartoon. You know, in a cartoon, what's it, a guy cartoon? Like, it almost looks like it's just like a eunuch. Like, there's nothing there.
Like a Ken doll?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
yes, that's exactly. It was like a weird digitally altered Ken doll.
I that is
fascinating.
But yeah, let a naysayer know.
I love it. I need one immediately. I want to know. I'm gonna find out. Hold on. Let me see how much these shirts are.
I mean, without the racist implications, it does remind me of the.
Oh, you can't wear one.
I'm not saying I could. I'm saying it reminds.
What?
Joe? Jordan?
Jordan, we're out. Yeah. We can't do it. No, I'm saying without the racist implications of people like Joe and I wearing it when we shouldn't, it reminds me slightly of that Ducks shirt that we heard about at the beginning of the year, F-E-B-U, FIBU, F everybody but us. And Dan Lanning got that started. Some other team members were wearing that shirt as the year went on. And there was some at the beginning of that, it's for everybody but us. No, it's F everybody but us. Stop.
I found one, and it's 1995, and it comes in sweatshirts as well.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'm getting one.
So, like, if there is
they selling that on Etsy? What is that?
This is Pissotalk. Pissotech.
Excuse me?
I'm pretty sure I'm not saying that right.
Pissotech. If Joe and I happen to find a shirt that does say naysayer, can we wear that one?
Yes. As long as it just has to say naysayer, though. That's all it
like
can
it
say.
Has to have the word naysayer
yes,
on it.
Yes, that's it.
So this also makes me feel a little bit better a couple weeks ago when I said I was like, man, I really wanted to get a Florida A&M sweatshirt at the Nike employee store, but I felt like I obviously could not properly wear a Florida A&M sweatshirt.
Could.
Dude, the logo
I
for
disagree.
The Florida A&M Rattlers, the logo and the colors, the green and orange.
The green and orange is fresh.
That's one of the best HBCU logo mascot combination there is. Now, I mean, really one of the best in the nation.
Now those you guys can wear as many as you want to.
We get approved for the that
absolutely
sweatshirt
all the HBCU and, merch that you can buy for sure.
Also, I mean, the fact that this all happened in 1 week, it's like, boy, we are in a tough spot as announcers and radio people. There is a player, I don't know what state he's in, but out of Lawrenceburg High School that tweeted out on January 4th that he was going to be taking a visit to West Virginia on January 14th. Excited for the great opportunity. And who's this player? His name is Noah, but his last name is where some announcers are going to have some trouble. I'll just spell it for you. I'm going to spell how you his last name. K-N-I-G-G-A.
Stop it. Stop it. That's not even fair. I'm not going to try it.
I don't know. I hope not. I hope that is not the pronunciation we're all
spell it one more time for me.
K-N-I-G-G-A.
Kniga.
Nope. And even there, I'm like, I'm not going
to
say that either.
My buddy sent that to me, and I was like, what if it's pronounced the way we think it's pronounced, and I'm calling that game, I ain't pronouncing it that way. Like, I'm almost afraid to say
you
on
create
air.
A nickname for him?
Oh, I had to send him, like, the phonetic, like, I would say, like, Kai, Nai, Zha, I think is how I would say it. Like, and if that's wrong, I don't care. That's how I'm rolling with it.
Piece by piece, just to make sure there's no confusion.
Honestly, I'm going Noah K. Noah K with the tackle. And yeah. I'm pretty sure his dad is the head coach, too. So if they're in, like, a state championship game, coach...
We have to find an interview and
Coach
find
K.
out. How, we have to find an interview and find out how they say.
Oh no, I'm looking at name. The frenetic pronunciation of that word or name, and it is ka.
Nah, yeah, no, there
it is literally ka, and then bop, the N word.
There is someone interviewing the coach.
Say
like,
it, say it, Jordan.
No, Rashad, I will not.
That reminds say me of it, that clip from I don't know what show it is, but there's like it's like a panel of people and the white guys like.
Why can't we say it?
Yeah,
say it,
say it.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Say, don't even, like, why it. Are we doing that? Don't say it.
You want to say it.
So we had the naysayer situation at the beginning of the week, and then Noah K. says he's taking a trip to West Virginia, a visit to hopefully play football there.
Yeah I'd just call him Noah. I wouldn't even go
jersey.
K. It's like, bro, you're Noah. Like, hey, Noah, you're the only first name. Other than Ichiro, you're the only first name basis guy I've ever
heard. I don't know about you guys.
Athlete.
I'm getting that jersey.
Yeah, one of the comments, you finna be sports announcer's worst nightmare.
Oh my gosh, so uncomfortable. I can't wait.
Oh
I can't
my
wait.
God. All right, you want to lose some Monopoly money, huh? Take a look at some.
I'm probably gonna lose some real money.
Yeah, it's been what 3 weeks. I don't even know what the standings are at. What we're looking at. I mean, we're getting to the nitty gritty of the season where we only have.
Ooh.
I can't say the last few weeks weren't great for me.
What do you, dude? You didn't. You thought you had an 0-3 week. At one point, and I was like dude,
no.
You went 2-1.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to have to pull up that text combo because that was cracking me up. We're going to get to who do you love? Who is our picks? Who are we taking? Oh, I saw it all. An own goal. Arsenal, what a bunch of bums. All right. Who do you love? Coming up here on Football Sunday. Jordan Schultz, though. Sports Center update.
Who do you love? Rashad and Joe share their predictions and look back at last week to see if they still love their picks. It's time for Who Do You Love? Part of Sports Sunday on 1080 The Fan.
All right, it's been a little bit since we did this, so we got to go back to week 15 and see what transpired there. So, but first I got to find our text conversation where you thought that you had an 0-3 week.
I did. I was like, I'm looking at the scores. It's like, oh, because I know I picked one team. I wasn't sure if I picked took the points or took, you know. So I was like, yo, I think I might have lost this game.
Yeah, I was like, you texted me. My picks today were just as bad as last week. And I told you, I was like, it was a one for two week for me. I believe, I've got to go back and look at these Week 15 games. Time flies, man. Don't know what's going on half the time. I took Cowboys. Oh, boy. I took Cowboys money line on that Bills game. Yikes. That's, wrong. So that was where my loss came. I also took the Ravens Jags over 40.5. Wrong. My only thing I got right that day was Dolphins -8 over the Jets, and they won 30-0. So definitely got that right. But yeah, Rashad, you were like, man, bad week for me. 0-3 for the second week in a row. And I was like, no, you took the Texans to cover 3, and they won by 3.
Thank you, CJ.
So yeah, you're Stroud boy, huh?
Hey, man, I am now. I am now.
Insurrecting your way into the playoffs. Yeah. Got that Texans +3, and then you were like, okay, 1-2 still trash, and I was like, and the Blazers covered against
that was the one that shocked me. It was like,
I think it was against I don't even know.
Whomever.
I'm checked out on Blazers this year.
I can't remember. It doesn't matter.
I am so checked out on Blazers right now, and it seems like I should be. It seems like it's not getting any better. I basically follow the Blazers off of Twitter and seen Brandon Sprague's tweets lately do not inspire any confidence in what's happening with the Blazers.
Bunch of these ragtag young group of guys.
We're definitely going the wrong way.
No, they still can't play defense.
So, Rashad, you went 2-1 that week. You took the Giants to cover 5.5. And in week 15, they were playing, why you took the Giants to cover in any capacity? The Saints, you took them to cover against the Saints. They lost 24-6 that week. And so you go 2-1 there. And Jordan, that was Levis over 225.5 yards passing. He did not get that.
No, he did not. He didn't get about 200 that day.
Yes, I remember I was keeping tabs on that one. Commanders, Rams under 49.5. 48.
Told you. No, I remember specifically telling you, like, that is a high number for that game.
And that wasn't even, like, that close. I'm pretty sure Washington got a garbage time touchdown to make it 28-20. Exactly. So you were basically in the clear the entire time. Falcons covering 2.5. That was their loss against the Panthers.
No.
And right after the show, I even said to Rashad, I was like, bro, I could see the Panthers winning this game. He's like, why? I'm like, because the Falcons are just as bad. Yeah, how they've won 7 games.
The same
games.
Way you were like, why would you take the Giants? Any spread for the Giants? It's like, yeah, man, the Panthers.
Taking the Falcons at this point is like, woof.
Any given Sunday, back to what I was saying much earlier, man, and only it takes 4 quarters.
So week 18, this is an ugly, ugly week. I mean, again, we
it's
do
almost unwatchable.
Well, there will be some watchable games. Obviously, tonight's matchup between the Bills and Dolphins, that has a lot of implications in that one. But with week 18, I am going to go with college football to start.
Ooh.
And I am going to put out that positive energy into the air for all the Ducks fans. Go blue. We're just taking Michigan money line, okay? Let's not worry about the spread. Let's not worry about points, anything like that. Let's just ensure a Michigan victory. Go blue. Hail to the Wolverines. For the love of God, please. Like, this season with Washington, how many one-possession games have they had? The Cougs, Utah, Stanford. I believe they beat Arizona State by 2 possessions, but that's only because they got a late, late pick six.
Oregon twice.
I mean, when I say luckiest team in college football history, they might not be. That might go to TCU last year, quite honestly. But Washington has escaped week after week after week. Come on, Michigan. Come on, Jim. Get the W, get the national championship in Ann Arbor, and then get to the NFL. And go to L.A., and coach the Chargers. Please give Justin Herbert a competent head coach, for the love of God. So go blue. Michigan,
I'm praying. I'm going to go the same game, but I'm going the other way. I'm taking the Washington Huskies. And here's why, man.
I'm looking at things
how
to throw at you.
How great of a story would it be for the Pac-12 to be shut down to go join the Big Ten?
Not good.
And then the Pac-12 champion wins the national championship over the best team in the Big Ten before they get ready to move to that conference. Michael Penix Jr. doesn't get the trophy that he wanted, or gets the trophy that he really wanted, as opposed to the that Heisman. And, hey, man, Michigan doesn't win. Like, I understand. Like, I'm a Northwest guy, though. I'm one of those guys that we talked about a few weeks ago. I'm rooting for everybody in my region. So guess what? Go Huskies.
Piss
Let's
on
go Dogs.
That. Piss on
Let's
that.
Let's go Dogs.
Go Blue. Come on.
Yeah, I'm with Joe.
You're killing me here.
I'm actually going to bet on that game as well, but the not the spreads, but the total. I believe it will be a shootout. 56.5 is looking at ESPN's site. That is what the total currently sits at. You look at Washington, whenever they get matched up against a really good team, usually both of them score a lot of points. So I see J.J. McCarthy having to air it out if Washington, you know, competes with that. Essentially, it's going to be Michael Penix throwing for 3 touchdowns and Dylan Mitchell running for a couple. So I think it's going to be over 56.5 in the Natty on Monday.
Over 56.5 national championship. Rashad, so are you taking Washington money line? Or I believe the spread is at 4.5. I don't know if it's been bet down yet, but are you taking them to just a straight up win or just to cover your ass and cover the spread?
I think I'm taking the money line. 4.5, that sounds about right. I'm looking at all the scores over the last 4 games for Washington. That sounds about on point for that. So, yeah.
Money line, just
yes,
for
sir.
Them to win straight up.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, woo! I realized I was so locked in on this Liverpool-Arsenal match that I forgot that 10 o'clock came and went, and sure enough, I'm trying to get Red Zone on the TV now. Quick update on those games, by the way. Bengals up 14-0 on the Browns. Lions up 13-0 on the Vikings. Titans up 7-3 on the Jaguars. About 2 minutes left in the first quarter. Jets lead the Patriots 3-0 near the end of the first. Falcons Saints. That is a game that we are keeping our eye on. The Falcons need to win, and they need a Buccaneers loss to win the NFC South. Falcons right now lead the Saints 14-7. 4 minutes left in the first, and Buccaneers Panthers are scoreless in the first quarter.
Actually, that just changed. DJ Chark catching a touchdown for the Panthers, 6-0. Oh, that boy. Just happened.
Oh, boy.
Although, oh, no, they're saying it might be out of bounds, but I think they're giving it to him. Nope, 6-0.
So, where I will be going in our game, or in my next game, is this Bills-Dolphins game. Bills are a 3-point favorite. I am taking them to cover. The Dolphins, they got injuries on the defensive side. I mean, I haven't seen if Jalen Waddle is set to play or not. I know that Raheem Mostert isn't going to play. So the Dolphins, they're banged up. And I know this is in Miami, but
Waddle is out officially.
There you go. I mean, this isn't looking good for the Dolphins, which is unfortunate because, you know, like I said, it's Papa Joe's Dolphins. I gotta rock with the Dolphins. That's my dad's team. He's had years and years of just wallowing in the depths of the AFC East and just having to lose to Brady, and then Josh Allen comes out of nowhere. And so it's rough, but the way that the Dolphins have been trending, getting blown out by the Ravens last week, and then you lose Chubb for the rest of the year. I mean, this week, and then potential play. The vibes aren't good. And I love the Dolphins. I love Mike McDaniels. But Bills, they're looking for real. So I take Buffalo covering the 3.
Something you might not like, Joe, but Philadelphia Eagles are visiting the New York Giants. And Eagles are a 5-point favorite. I'm taking the Eagles in points, like, just because New York, remember what, 3-4 weeks ago we were talking all about Tommy DeVito.
Hey, yeah.
Tommy Cutlets.
Hey, yeah. Where's that been?
Yeah, I mean, classic nowhere. Case of week to week bias, you man. Know? Like greatest, you know, like, oh, I think New York. Wow, Daniel Jones must be sitting at home, kind of worried. No,
not really.
Well, Daniel
not
Jones really. Should be worried for all other sorts of reasons.
A million reasons, but I don't think Tommy DeVito is the main reason he should be worried. But I think Philadelphia, this is a get-right game for them, and this is a game they need to feel good about moving into the playoffs. You know, whomever is playing the best football at this point in the season is typically the team that's competing for a Super Bowl at the end of the season. So I remember a New York Giants team led by Eli Manning that was 8-8 to kind of start the season, and they won like their last, I want to say, 8 games of the season or something like that, and that carried into the playoffs, and they end up winning a championship. If you're feeling good, if you're playing well, man, you can carry that week to week. Right now, Philadelphia hasn't figured out a way to right the ship because it has not looked well for them over the past month and a half.
I love it. Big fan of that.
I know. Yeah. I knew you'd like that, bud.
Cut sheetrock with these things. Let's go. And look who they have. See, and
Rub
then they put
nips.
Where's Dak? Where's Dak on this NFL Red Zone graphic?
They put good players up there.
Jordan, your next pick.
I'm going to go with the Raiders. So I actually think that under Antonio Pierce, they've been pretty good. The fighting Antonio Pierce is pretty similar to the fighting Rich Bisaccia, as I do feel like that their owner should just, you know, hand over the keys and see what they can do with him. Final game of the season, they're going to try and show owner Davis that. Over the Broncos, they are 3-point favorites at home. I don't usually like to take whole numbers, but I'm going to take a whole number here. I'm going to say Vegas -3 at home afternoon game versus the Broncos today.
Okay. I am looking at this Seahawks-Cardinals game. You are going to hear that right here on The Fan. 1080 The Fan pregame starts right after us. Game will kick off at 1:25 in Arizona. Seattle is a 3-point favorite, but the Cardinals, you want to talk about a feisty team trending right? That's Arizona. They were able to upset Philadelphia last week. In the last few seconds, they did lose in Chicago the week before and get blown out by the 49ers. But they have been putting up points. They beat the Steelers the week before that, 24-10. I say the Cardinals will cover the three and have the Seahawks puckering throughout that game. Feel like the Seahawks will pull it out in the end. But the Cardinals, they're going to go off into the sunset, into next year with Kyler Murray, Jonathan Gannon, and this team feeling much better about themselves than they did at the beginning of the season. Remember the whole Jonathan Gannon clip to start the year? They're like, how'd you get into work? Do you take the bus? Do you drive here? Do you have fire in your belly? Everybody was like, dude, this guy, what the hell is he talking about? Well, turns out he might actually be able to coach a team. And I think they end on a positive note, not a win, but at least keeping it close against Seattle and covering the three. God help me.
Well, I wish my last pick was as positive as yours. Our home team, the Portland Trailblazers, are visiting the Brooklyn Nets.
Yikes.
It's they're an 8.5-point favorite, Brooklyn is. However, I think it's going to be much more than that because this Blazers team is not very good.
As Joey would say to other gamers, they're dog water.
They're dog water. That's exactly what that is. I know what that means. No DeAndre Ayton for the Blazers. No Matisse Thybulle, who's been a really good defensive kind of
The Blazers are missing 3 to 5 key players again.
But everybody from Brooklyn should be playing. Cam Thomas, Nick Claxton, obviously Spencer Dinwiddie, Mikal Bridges. They've got a full squad. I think they beat Portland big, so I think they win by 20.
Win by 20?
Yeah.
Should I increase that spread that the Nets have to cover the 20?
Yeah, it's already 8.5, which is, you know, by basketball standards, still pretty large. You know what I'm saying?
So Nets,
I'm going to say 16. I'm going to say 16.
Double it.
Is too much. Yeah.
Double it. No, I'll give you just the 8.5. I'll give you mercy there. Jordan, last pick. It's all yours.
All right. Try not to lament too much about my Blazers in my mind while I say this out loud. Scoot sucks. Okay, sorry. I'm moving on.
Not sure that's the case, bud, but
Scoot's been killing the last couple of games.
He is a teenager rookie. Let's keep that in mind.
Last few games, Scoot's been like 16-5 and something. I was like, hey, man.
We digress. We're already up against
it,
sorry.
All right. We're good. Last pick. Oh, gosh. Sorry. You got me all out of sorts. So I believe that the Packers are going to slam the Bears today. Ooh. So much so.
Blow them backs out, huh?
Yeah. So much so that, like, there might be, like, I'm not sure what the weather report is in Green Bay, but I don't care.
28 degrees, possible snow, possible rain.
Well, it is going to
be a wintry mix.
It is going to be a 1,000% effort from Green Bay versus 1,000% effort from Chicago. Unfortunately, Chicago's not as talented. Green Bay's playing for a lot more today, so I would say that's an easy cover. Green Bay -3 over Chicago.
Yeah, it looks like it's just going to be butt cold there, which is no surprise at this point in Green Bay.
It's no surprise anywhere in the country.
Maybe I should have done an Aaron Jones anytime touchdown. I don't know.
Man, these little prop bets, they're risky. You went with that Will Levis one last time and it didn't hit. I'd say just take the Green Bay to cover and just cross your fingers and hope that happens. I do kind of wish that the Bears win this game because if they knock the Packers out of the playoffs at home, that would be pretty.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Who do you love? Rashad and Joe share their predictions and look back at last week to see if they still love their picks. It's time for Who Do You Love? Part of Sports Sunday on 1080 The Fan.
All right, it's been a little bit since we did this, so we got to go back to week 15 and see what transpired there. So, but first, I got to find our text conversation where you thought that you had an 0-3 week.
I did. I was like, I'm looking at the scores. It's like, oh, because I know I picked one team. I wasn't sure if I picked took the points or took, you know. So I was like, yo, I think I might have lost this game.
Yeah, I was like, you texted me, my picks today were just as bad as last week. And I told you, I was like, it was a one for two week for me. I believe, yeah, I've got to go back and look at these week 15 games. Time flies, man. Don't know what's going on half the time. I took Cowboys. Oh, boy. I took Cowboys money line on that Bills game. Yikes. That's, yeah, wrong. So that was where my loss came. I also took the Ravens Jags over 40.5. Wrong. My only thing I got right that day was Dolphins -8 over the Jets. And they won 30-0. So definitely got that right. But yeah, Rashad, you were like, man, bad week for me. 0-3 for the second week in a row. And I was like, no, you took the Texans to cover 3 and they won by 3.
Thank you, CJ.
So yeah, you're Stroud boy, huh?
Hey, man, I am now. I am now.
Insurrecting your way into the playoffs. Yeah. Got that Texans +3. And then you were like, okay, 1-2, still trash. And I was like, and the Blazers covered. Against
that was the one that shocked me. It was like, uh-oh.
Yeah, I think it was against, I don't even know.
Whomever.
I'm checked out on Blazers this year.
I can't remember. It doesn't matter.
I am so checked out on Blazers right now. And it seems like I should be. It seems like it's not getting any better. I basically follow the Blazers off of Twitter and seen Brandon Sprague's tweets lately do not inspire any confidence in what's happening with the Blazers.
Bunch of these ragtag young group of guys.
We're definitely going the wrong way.
No, they still can't play defense.
So, Rashad, you went 2-1 that week. You took the Giants to cover 5.5. And in week 15, they were playing why you took the Giants to cover in any capacity? The Saints. You took them to cover against the Saints. They lost 24-6 that week. And so you go 2-1 there. And Jordan, that was Levis over 225.5 yards passing. He did not get that.
No, he did not. He didn't get about 200 that day.
Yes. I remember I was keeping tabs on that one. Commanders, Rams under 49.5. 48.
Told you. I remember specifically telling you, like, that is a high, high number for that game.
And that wasn't even, like, that close. I'm pretty sure Washington got a garbage time touchdown to make it 28-20. Exactly. So yeah, you were basically in the clear the entire time. Falcons covering 2.5. That was their loss against the Panthers.
No.
And right after the show, I even said to Rashad, I was like, bro, I could see the Panthers winning this game. He's like, why? I'm like, because the Falcons are just as bad. Yeah, how they've won seven games.
The same way you were like, why would you take the Giants? Any spread for the Giants? It's like, yeah, man, the Panthers.
Taking the Falcons at this point is like, woof.
Any given Sunday, back to what I was saying much earlier, man, and only it takes four quarters.
So week 18, this is an ugly, ugly week. I mean, again, we
it's
do
almost unwatchable.
Well, there will be some watchable games. Obviously, tonight's matchup between the Bills and Dolphins, that has a lot of implications in that one. But with week 18, I am going to go with college football to start.
Ooh.
And I am going to put out that positive energy into the air for all the Ducks fans. Go blue. Like, we're just taking Michigan money line, okay? Let's not worry about the spread. Let's not worry about points, anything like that. Let's just ensure a Michigan victory. Go blue. Hail to the Wolverines. For the love of God, please. Like, this season with Washington, how many one-possession games have they had? The Cougs, Utah, Stanford. I believe they beat Arizona State by 2 possessions, but that's only because they got a late, late pick 6.
Oregon twice.
I mean, when I say luckiest team in college football history, they might not be. That might go to TCU last year, quite honestly. But Washington has escaped week after week after week. Come on, Michigan. Come on, Jim. Get the W, get the national championship in Ann Arbor, and then get to the NFL. And go to L.A., and coach the Chargers, please. Give Justin Herbert a competent head coach, for the love of God. So go blue. Michigan,
I'm praying. I'm going to go the same game, but I'm going the other way. I'm taking the Washington Huskies. And here's why, man.
I'm looking at things
how
to throw at you.
How great of a story would it be for the Pac-12 to be shut down to go join the Big Ten?
Not good.
And then the Pac-12 champion wins the national championship over the best team in the Big Ten before they get ready to move to that conference. Michael Penix Jr. doesn't get the trophy that he wanted, or gets the trophy that he really wanted, as opposed to the that Heisman. And, hey, man, Michigan doesn't win. Like, I understand. Like, I'm a Northwest guy, though. I'm one of those guys that we talked about a few weeks ago. I'm rooting for everybody in my region. So guess what? Go Huskies.
Piss
Let's go
on
Dogs.
That. Piss on
Let's
that.
Let's go Dogs.
Go Blue. Come on.
Yeah, I'm with Joe.
You're killing me here.
I'm actually going to bet on that game as well, but the not the spreads, but the total. I believe it will be a shootout. 56.5 is looking at ESPN's site. That is what the total currently sits at. You look at Washington, whenever they get matched up against a really good team, usually both of them score a lot of points. So I see J.J. McCarthy having to air it out if Washington, you know, competes with that. Essentially, it's going to be Michael Penix throwing for 3 touchdowns and Dylan Mitchell running for a couple. So I think it's going to be over 56.5 in the Natty on Monday.
Over 56.5 national championship. Rashad, so are you taking Washington money line? Or I believe the spread is at 4.5. I don't know if it's been bet down yet, but are you taking them to just a straight up win or just to cover your ass and cover the spread?
I think I'm taking the money line. 4.5, that sounds about right. I'm looking at all the scores over the last 4 games for Washington. That sounds about on point for that. So, yeah.
Money line, just yes, for them to win straight up.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, woo! I realized I was so locked in on this Liverpool-Arsenal match that I forgot that 10 o'clock came and went. And sure enough, I'm trying to get red zone on the TV now. Quick update on those games, by the way. Bengals up 14-0 on the Browns. Lions up 13-0 on the Vikings. Titans up 7-3 on the Jaguars. About 2 minutes left in the first quarter. Jets lead the Patriots 3-0 near the end of the first. Falcons Saints. That is a game that we are keeping our eye on. The Falcons need to win, and they need a Buccaneers loss to win the NFC South. Falcons right now lead the Saints 14-7. 4 minutes left in the first. And Buccaneers-Panthers are scoreless in the first quarter.
Actually, that just changed. DJ Chark catching a touchdown for the Panthers. 6-0. Just happened.
Oh, boy.
Although, oh, no, they're saying it might be out of bounds, but I think they're giving it to him. Nope, 6-0.
So, where I will be going in our game, or in my next game, is this Bills-Dolphins game. Bills are a 3-point favorite. I am taking them to cover. The Dolphins, they got injuries on the defensive side. I mean, I haven't seen if Jalen Waddle is set to play or not. I know that Raheem Mostert isn't going to play. So the Dolphins, they're banged up. And I know this is in Miami, but...
Waddle is out officially.
There you go. I mean, this isn't looking good for the Dolphins, which is unfortunate because, you know, like I said, it's Papa Joe's Dolphins. I gotta rock with the Dolphins. That's my dad's team. He's had years and years of just wallowing in the depths of the AFC East and just having to lose to Brady, and then Josh Allen comes out of nowhere. And so it's rough, but the way that the Dolphins have been trending, getting blown out by the Ravens last week, and then you lose Chubb for the rest of the year. I mean, this week, and then potential play. The vibes aren't good. And I love the Dolphins. I love Mike McDaniels. But Bills, they're looking for real. So I take Buffalo covering the 3.
Something you might not like, Joe, but Philadelphia Eagles are visiting the New York Giants. And Eagles are a 5-point favorite. I'm taking the Eagles in points, like, just because... New York, remember what, 3-4 weeks ago when we were talking all about Tommy DeVito,
hey, yeah.
Tommy Cutlets,
hey, where's that been?
Yeah, they, I mean, classic nowhere. Case of week-to-week bias, you man, know? Like, greatest, you know, like, oh, I think New York, wow, Daniel Jones must be sitting at home kind of worried. No.
Not really.
Well, Daniel
not
Jones really. Should be worried for all other sorts of
reasons. A million reasons, but I don't think Tommy DeVito is the main reason he should be worried. But I think Philadelphia, this is a get-right game for them, and this is a game they need to feel good about moving into the playoffs. You know, whomever is playing the best football at this point in the season is typically the team that's competing for a Super Bowl at the end of the season. So I remember a New York Giants team led by Eli Manning that was 8-8 to kind of start the season, and they won like their last... I want to say 8 games of the season or something like that, and that carried into the playoffs, and they end up winning a championship. If you're feeling good, if you're playing well, man, you can carry that week to week. Right now, Philadelphia hasn't figured out a way to right the ship because it has not looked well for them over the past month and a half.
I love it. Big fan of that.
I know. Yeah. I knew you'd like that, bud.
I cut sheetrock with these things. Let's go. And look who they have. See, and
Rub
then they put
nips.
Where's Dak? Where's Dak on this NFL red zone graphic?
They put good players up there.
Jordan, your next pick.
I'm going to go with the Raiders. So I actually think that under Antonio Pierce, they've been pretty good. The fighting Antonio Pierce is pretty similar to the fighting Rich Bisacci, as I do feel like that their owner should just, you know, hand over the keys and see what they can do with him. Final game of the season, they're going to try and show owner Davis that. Over the Broncos, they are 3-point favorites at home. I don't usually like to take whole numbers, but I'm going to take a whole number here. I'm going to say Vegas -3 at home afternoon game versus the Broncos today.
Okay. I am looking at this Seahawks-Cardinals game. You are going to hear that right here on The Fan. 1080 The Fan pregame starts right after us. Game will kick off at 1:25 in Arizona. Seattle is a 3-point favorite, but the Cardinals, you want to talk about a feisty team trending, right? That's Arizona. They were able to upset Philadelphia last week in the last few seconds. They did lose in Chicago the week before and get blown out by the 49ers, but they have been putting up points. They beat the Steelers the week before that, 24-10. I say the Cardinals will cover the 3 and have the Seahawks puckering throughout that game. Feel like the Seahawks will pull it out in the end, but the Cardinals, they're going to go off into the sunset, into next year with Kyler Murray, Jonathan Gannon, and this team feeling much better about themselves than they did at the beginning of the season. Remember the whole Jonathan Gannon clip to start the year? They're like, how'd you get into work? Do you take the bus? Do you drive here? Did you have fire in your belly? Everybody was like, dude, this guy, what the hell is he talking about? Well, turns out he might actually be able to coach a team. And I think they end on a positive note, not a win, but at least keeping it close against Seattle and covering the 3. God help me.
Well, I wish my last pick was as positive as yours. Our home team, the Portland Trailblazers, are visiting the Brooklyn Nets.
Yikes.
It's their 8.5-point favorite, Brooklyn is. However, I think it's going to be much more than that because this Blazers team is not very good.
As Joey would say to other gamers, they're dog water.
They're dog water. That's exactly what that is. I know what that means. No DeAndre Ayton for the Blazers. No Matisse Thybulle, who's been a really good defensive kind of
The Blazers are missing 3 to 5 key players again.
But everybody from Brooklyn should be playing. Cam Thomas, Nick Claxton, obviously Spencer Dinwiddie, Mikal Bridges. They've got a full squad. I think they beat Portland big, so I think they win by 20.
Win by 20?
Yeah.
Should I increase that spread that the Nets have to cover the 20?
Yeah, it's already 8.5, which is, you know, by basketball standards, still pretty large. You know what I'm saying?
So Nets,
I'm going to say 16. I'm going to say 16. Double it. Is too much. Yeah.
Double it. No, I'll give you just the 8.5. I'll give you mercy there. Jordan, last pick. It's all yours.
All right. Try not to lament too much about my Blazers in my mind while I say this out loud. Scoot sucks. Okay, sorry. I'm moving on.
Not sure that's the case, bud, but
Scoot's been killing the last couple of games.
He is a teenager rookie. Let's keep that in mind.
Last few games, Scoot's been like 16-5 and something. I was like, hey, man.
We digress. We're already up against
it. I know.
Sorry.
All right. We're good. Last pick. Oh, gosh. Sorry. You got me all out of sorts. So I believe that the Packers are going to slam the Bears today. Ooh. So much so.
Blow them backs out, huh?
Yeah. So much so that, like, there might be, like, I'm not sure what the weather report is in Green Bay, but I don't care.
28 degrees, possible snow, possible rain.
Well, it is going to
be a wintry mix.
It is going to be a 1,000% effort from Green Bay versus 1,000% effort from Chicago. Unfortunately, Chicago's not as talented. Green Bay's playing for a lot more today, so I would say that's an easy cover. Green Bay -3 over Chicago.
It looks like it's just going to be butt cold there, which is no surprise at this point in Green Bay.
It's no surprise anywhere in the country.
Maybe I should have done an Aaron Jones anytime touchdown. I don't know.
Man, these little prop bets, they're risky. You went with that Will Levis one last time and it didn't hit. I'd say just take the Green Bay to cover and just cross your fingers and hope that happens. I do kind of wish that the Bears win this game because if they knock the Packers out of the playoffs at home, that would be pretty nice to see. Packers have been pretty fortunate over this last 30 years as far as playoffs and quarterback play. So if Chicago was able to go in there and get the win, that would
make the afternoon. If Chicago could do that, for sure.
All right, that's Who Do You Love? We wrap up the show next here on 1080 The Fan.
Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe. Brought to you by Grillworks Supply Company on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
Do the Blazers, so that Nets game is tonight?
Yeah.
Man,
it's today. It's at noon, so.
Oh, you're in an hour. Boy, I don't know if I've ever been more checked out of a Blazer season in my life. Like, the rookie year for Lillard, like, I watched that. Like, I watched a few games of theirs. Like, you know, I had a little bit of, you know, optimism then. I was a young buck. I was, I think I was 19, 20 years old. It was before life beat me down. It was before being a Blazers fan beat me down, and then it took like 10 years, and then that happened. I remember there was one year also, maybe like 2014 or 15, where a buddy of mine always would be like, oh, Blazer game, let's go. And I'm like, why?
Yeah.
I'm like, what are we doing? Why are we really care about that? And listen, Lillard definitely did keep the viewership numbers up for a while. But as I said in the last segment, it's like, seems like 3 to 5 dudes a night for the Blazers that would be like, you know, key players like that you would want to maybe all be on the court at the same time to see, you know, get some development as a young team. You know, that's kind of important. And then it's like pregame injury report. Jeremy Grant, Shaedon Sharpe, Scoot Henderson are all sitting. And then the next game, it's
Ruben Boom Jay is starting tonight.
God.
Then the next game, it's Dominic Ayton and Matisse Thybulle and Scooter sitting out. And then it's Simons and Sharp. It's like, are we ever going to just be fully
We didn't have a fully healthy roster until like the 20-something game of the season.
We still don't.
Right, yeah.
Like, it's rough. I'm just, you know, the ship has sailed on this season. It cracks me up how many people are getting pissed that they're like, why are we not seeing this team play better? Why are we not? Like, we're surprised about that?
Not really. I hope not, at least.
I believe just two years left on Chauncey's contract after this season.
Get him the F out. Love
All-star
you,
break is coming soon.
You're a great player.
Just make a move then.
Whoo! All right, thank you all for rolling with us, rocking with us. We will be here next week for some NFL playoff action, and we're going to have a national champion in college football at that point, and hopefully they're rocking the blue and maize. Thank you to Rashad.
Go Huskies.
Thank you to Jordan Schultz. Can't believe you're ending the show on that. I hate you so much.
Hey, man, let a naysayer know, bro.
Have a great Sunday. Peace, everybody.
Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe, brought to you by Grillworks Supply Company on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
Do the Blazers, so that Nets game is tonight?
Yeah.
Man.
It's today. It's at noon, so.
Oh, you're in an hour. Boy. I don't know if I've ever been more checked out of a Blazer season in my life. Like, the rookie year for Lillard, like, I watched that. Like, I watched a few games of theirs. Like, you know, I had a little bit of, you know, optimism then. I was a young buck. I was, I think I was 19, 20 years old. It was before life beat me down. It was before being a Blazers fan beat me down. And then it took, like, 10 years. And then that happened. I remember there was one year also, maybe like 2014 or 15, where a buddy of mine always would be like, oh, Blazer game, let's go. And I'm like, why?
Yeah.
I'm like, what are we doing? Why are we really care about that? And listen, Lillard definitely did keep the viewership numbers up for a while. But as I said in the last segment, it's like, it seems like 3 to 5 dudes a night for the Blazers that would be like, you know, key players like that you would want to maybe all be on the court at the same time to see, you know, get some development as a team.
Young team.
You know, that's kind of important. And then it's like pregame injury report. Jeremy Grant, Shaedon Sharpe, Scoot Henderson are all sitting. And then the next game, it's
Ruben Boom-Jay is starting tonight.
God.
Then the next game, it's Dominic Ayton and Matisse Thybulle and Scooter sitting out. And then it's Simons and Sharp. It's like, are we ever going to just be fully
We didn't have a fully healthy roster until like the 20-something game of the season.
We still don't.
Right to, yeah.
Like, it's rough. I'm just, you know, the ship has sailed on this season. It cracks me up how many people are getting pissed that they're like, why are we not seeing this team play better? Why are we not? Like, we're surprised about that?
Not really. I hope not, at least.
I believe just two years left on Chauncey's contract after this season.
Get him the F out.
Love
All-star
you, break is coming soon.
You're a great player.
Just make a move then.
Whoo! All right, thank you all for rolling with us, rocking with us. We will be here next week for some NFL playoff action, and we're going to have a national champion in college football at that point, and hopefully they're rocking the blue and maize. Thank you to Rashad.
Go Huskies.
Thank you to Jordan Schultz. Can't believe you're ending the show on that. I hate you so much.
Hey, man, let a naysayer know, bro.
Have a great Sunday. Peace, everybody.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure.
Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.